Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome, 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 brothers and sisters, this fabulous Saturday on August 20th, 2016. It's such of a honor to be here. We are so honored to be here, you know, to be part of this amazing time of change, time of transformation, and it's all good. It's all good. You might not see it yet, but it's the smoke and mirrors are just vanishing, just dissipating, and it's all good. We have a lot of good news. You know, first of all, our Bernie Sanders, okay, is destined to become president of the United States of America, period. That's it. That's plain and simple. Things are just going to fall into place, and that's what is going to happen. I cannot tell you exactly how, but it's just going to happen. By November, he will be put. So, on the other hand, he's got an event on the 24th that we're going to talk about it in a little bit. And also, I want to talk about the money rolling. You know, there's tons of money rolling right now. That is going to help humanitarian causes. Is going to help. There's not going to be any more, you know, a lack in the world. Okay, since the this is for my brother, you know, Saint Germain. He arranged this to happen many years ago. He put aside huge amounts of gold to distribute it all over the world, and now it's happening. It's truly happening. And the first sign of that is the fabulous good news that the RV, the revaluation of the currency, it's happening. It's happening right now. You know, it's happening. It's a fact, and it's a done deal. Okay, the divine creator, father, mother. God, you know, had, you know, all this arranged long time ago, and you know, I just ask you to say a prayer for this time to be of great positive change for everyone. For I call on the body of angels. They're always with me. I have always seven archangels with me, and I call my brothers and sisters, the body of angels, to just help me out here to make this happen for the abundance of humanity to be happening right now. That it's for people to see it. I know a lot of people are feeling it. I'm feeling the burn, you know, feeling the burn because Bernie Sanders is back and he's coming back and he will be back. And will be, you know, become, you know, the one some way, somehow. But in this case, you know, a baby is being born. You know what I mean? It's being born, and that is, it's called the RV. Yes, the RV is here, but everyone needs to remain calm. And yes, we are there. That there's gonna be so many hundred numbers that we're gonna giving away. They're not. There yet, so chill. You know, with that said, the RV is really, really happening, guys. Yes, the RV is really here, and yes, the RV is the offsite redemption centers, and any 100 numbers releases are preparing to roll out in real time. So, like right now, whereas it takes the gas time brake to drive the car, you know, neutral is sometimes the best gear. So just stay neutral, stay calm. Just breathe in your dreams and exhale the stress, the pain, the anger, you know what I mean? And just know that everything is going to be okay, that you have just like Bernie Sanders, has a lot of divine help right next to him, right behind him, instead of you, instead of everyone that believes and everyone that is from the heart and everyone that is good, you know what I mean? It's going to be help. The ones that have dark heart and dark intentions, forget about it. Those are time. Those are, their game is over. That's it. And this is Asher speaking. On today, on August 20th, 2016, broadcasting live from the heart, 3 p.m. Los Angeles, California, 9 p.m. 9/11 on the Hopi line. So from the sacred Hopi land, I'm sending you light and love, and I'm telling you that all is well. And I'm just one moment of silence. Forgive. I just wanted to say these three words and feel it and do it. Forgive. Forgive. Forgive yourself, forgive everyone, even the Cabal, even the Illuminati, even that horrible, you know, soul that it's, you know, committing, you know, crimes, you know, right and left. Just forgive. It's time to forgive everybody, believe it or not, because that's the way to go higher. If we keep, you know, all this hate, all this, you know, it just keeps us down, keeps us in the lower vibrations. We need to forgive. Forgive. So that's the first one to do and to feel and to really, you know, claim it every day. Just do it three times a day. If you can, meet me at 11 a.m. on RPM daily, every single day. Meet me there, 11 a.m. and RPM every single day of your existence from now on. I'm going to be there. Meet me there, okay? 11 a.m. and RPM, your local time. You are the temple. No matter where you are, you can be wherever you are, there you are, okay? So meet me there. This is the time of great transformation, of great, and you need to be, you know, grounded. You need to be centering yourself. You need to be, you know, just being grateful, dude. That's it. It's time to be grateful. That's it. Just be grateful. Count your blessings. If you're breathing, count your blessings. Be grateful. If you have two legs, two arms, if you can see, okay? If you have the gift of the Jews, be grateful. You know what I mean? You have eternal life waiting for you. Yes, you hear me? You have eternal life, okay? Eternal life. This is just a little, you know, experience that you agree to play. Whatever everyone is experiencing, it's just you agreed. You agreed that this, either by contract before you incarnated or you are co-creating it as you're going by. So if you want to co-create a peaceful, calm, you know, good reality for yourself, you stay calm and believe it to leave it. Okay, if you believe that, there's going to be the end of the world and that's it, that they're going to, you know, come and get you, that's it. So that's what is going to happen to you. I'm sorry to tell you. So that just, if you're like me, that I believe that God is good and everything is going to be divine and everything is going to be absolutely awesome and absolutely perfect. And I call you my beloved Angelique. To believe in all the angels and archangels. Just believe, okay? Just believe, beloved. Saul is taking care of all this divine, all this right, okay? So, just to, with that said, so, gravity is rolling, okay? So, practice being neutral in these final hours. And you will be much happier moving through this experience, I promise. I promise, guys, everything is going to be okay. Just be still and allow the truth of your epic journey to arrive with ease and wash it, you know, over every pore of your belief system. As brothers and sisters of the light, we have successfully made it to our destination. Today is the conclusion of all that we have prayed for, as well as the starting line for the new life we have all aspired to live. Today, things get real. Today, we break through. Today, we cross the threshold of possibility. And today, we consciously ascend, okay? We go higher, an octave and an octave of higher consciousness. You're connecting with your higher self, the one that is eternal, the one that is divine, the one that is perfect, the one that doesn't judge anything and anyone, okay? So acknowledge yourself. for climbing to all these lies and all these deceptions, all these illusions, all this game that you agreed to play. And acknowledge yourself for enduring all the physical, financial, and emotional suffering, iniquities, and shame, because what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And we're strong like balls right now, like the archangel, okay? So for this day on August 20th, 2016, it is well known across all universes that humanity stood tall against the galactic evils and didn't flinch. And we held our righteous ground with cement shoes of faith and demonstrated divine dignity by holding into an absolute truth with an undaunted gaze. So we have won the war. We have rebuilt the rebellion. We have begun our final ascension as a species and as a planet by grace and glory of God. For on this weekend and on this our soul's redemption, and we participate blindly in this event known as the Galactic as Humanity's Sovereign Redemption. There to feel wonderful, knowing that the RV and all this magnificent technology and all this funding is going to come to you, it's going to get to you, to your shores, into your bank account, has finally arrived to your shores, as you can finally reap all the good works you have sown and apply everything you have ever discussed, studied, debated, and learned regarding the redemption of these currencies. Know also that some of, point in time, very soon, like by this calendar week, all reading this will set up and experience your long-awaited offside redemption appointment with great certainty, knowledge, and overwhelming abundance, okay? Everyone that is hearing, everyone that is reading, everyone that is feeling, is the time of joy, of celebration, okay? Trust that you have earned the right to liberate yourself from all financial burdens, short and long, as well as your extended family, community, nation, continent, species, and planet by the sheer mercy of the benevolent creator, source of all, okay? With such a blessing, it is probably wise to give constant praise and glory to God, the Father, for every for the reversing the sins of our ancestors and replacing the corrupted, toxic, evil system of human management so that our generation and generations to come may inhale the oxygen of freedom and exhale the carbon of bondage. Oh Lord, we pray this is the last era of us to learn such a lesson. No more floods here. No more evil, no more dark. That's it. The light is tsunamis of light, tsunamis of love. Close your eyes and visualize tsunamis of light, tsunamis of love in every line, in every heart, in every soul, to be the tsunami of purple light, of purple light, of purple flame, just transforming the dark into the light in everywhere, in every soul, throughout this magnificent blue orb and throughout this fabulous solar system and the entire galaxies, the entire Milky Way, and the entire universe. This is galactic, guys. The transformation is galactic-wide and universal-wide, and this is, you better feel it. You better believe it to live it, okay? You better believe it to live it, okay? So humanity's victory has long been prophesied, and the realization of heaven's mandate is now, okay? So take time to enjoy all aspects of this once-in-a-million process. Try and slow things down, attempt to take it all with a peaceful smile. Also take time, take some time to quiet your heart and fully surrender to love before, during, and after your appointment. It is safe again to be me. It is acceptable again to be innocent. It is wise not to trust again. It is clear that unconditional love wins the day, as unconditional love is who and what we are. Love is what it means to be human. Love is meant to be generously shared and received. Love is energy and it's everywhere. And it's the glue who keeps us all together. Okay? Love is who and what we are made of. Love is our genetic coding. Love is the truth. God is love. So must we be. Okay? So together, we have claimed liberty. And now I involve the divine feminine present right here with my body of angels and all my archangels always with me. with age to come alive and let everyone feel them, let everyone see them. Together, we declare our collective consciousness to be prosperous and to be abundant and to be joyful, and individual human souls as free again to heal, to be healed, because you're already healed. We live in a matrix, and it's just like the movie Matrix. Your beliefs create your reality. So believe that you're healed. Get up. If you cannot walk, get up and walk. If you cannot see, open your eyes and see. If you're, you know, have any illness or whatever, you're healed. You're already healed. Because I say so, you believe it. If you believe it, you're done. It's a done deal. Together, we release our creative hearts and minds to manifest our deepest, greater, good, philanthropic visions. Together, we, our own heavenly covenant, simultaneously be fulfilled. Together, we release the vibrational hold on our species. We are free. You are free. The liberation of the planet is happening, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, we made it. We made it, guys. I'm telling you. This is incredible times that we're living. And, you know, there's going to be no more war. That's what I call for, for no more war. That's it. No more war. That's the song of the day. You know, no more war. I call for everyone to sing with me the song of peace and the song of love, because there's going to be no more war. That's it. The war is over. Okay? The war is over, guys. War is over. Only light and love. This is the time of light and love. No more war. Okay? No more war. I agree and declare. No more war. Okay? No more war, guys. No more war. No more war, please. Just believe it to leave it. Okay? Just believe it to leave it. That it's going to be no more war. That it's going to be everything is going to be healed. I know there's some major radiation going on, you know, right now, you know, because of Fukushima. You know what I mean? You're going to hear a little about that. But I'm telling you, all is well, and everything is going to be okay. So no more war. Sing with me. No more war, guys. No more war with our birds from playing for change.
All the children are no longer the class, second class citizens of any nation. Until the color of man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, everywhere is war.
Guys, so we don't need any more war. What we need is love to guide us all and protect us all. That's it. Feel the energy of love, the tsunamis of love coming from your heart. Let participate on this transformation, guys. You're not just a human being. You're a soul, a divine, eternal soul, period. Activate your light inside of you, guys. Come on. Turn on your light. Turn your light on, guys. Turn your light on and help us. Help this tsunami of love coming from your heart to the heart of God and from your heart to the core heart of Mother Earth, because you're connected. We're all connected with Mother Earth. That's why we're here. I love Mother Earth. I love her forever and ever, and so do you. I remember, and so you will remember. Okay? So please, help us. Help us co-create a better reality for everyone by believe it to live it. Okay? Believe it to live it. And here I'm just going to let you hear a little bit about what is happening so you know that there is some radiation coming, like really some really deep radiation coming from Fukushima. But you have to, from Japan, that it was man-made, created by very dark people, the same people that are creating all, and the same people that are, you know, the puppet masters of, you know, Hillary Clinton as well as Trump, they all work for the same puppet masters, okay? But that, we send them light and love, we forgive them, because, you know, they don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? But here, listen to Lauren Morey, radiation expert and scientist, as well as Alfred Lenton.
Yes, in our houses, and going into our bodies, through our lungs, through our blood, and through our food, the water we drink, and through our skin. Now, 60 counts per minute is equal to 1 becquerel, which is 1 count per second. So, at 5 becquerels, or 300 counts per minute, that is mandatory evacuation U.S. government standards and laws. So, divide 300 into any of these numbers, and that is going to be how many times higher the rad levels are in American cities than the 5 becquerel mandatory evacuation level. And these cities are far above that number. Now, what the nuclear industry does and what the EPA does and what NIH does and the American Surgeon General does, they cover it all up. They deny it. They disable the monitors, the radiation monitors. Fukushima, the EPA announced that over half of their or two-thirds of their monitors weren't working, and or that they turned them off or they were broken or something. Well, look at these numbers, and these are conservative numbers. A fission event, like a nuclear bomb, like a nuclear power plant disaster that, such as Fukushima, is just another phase of nuclear war. And we have no protection. We have no notification. It's completely illegal, and it's completely global, and it's completely intentional. They are carried out with a very specific genocide agenda, and it's even targeting certain regions, certain areas. They can move the air currents around, and they can create rain out of just out of the sky, the moisture in the air column. And we're seeing them do that. You can watch it on AccuWeather. It's very, very easy to distinguish. And they're deliberately nuking poor communities, communities of people of color, minorities. They're doing rich people, too. They want their land and their property also, their wealth. And it's just a way the international financiers, the oligarchs, we have oligarchs in America just like every other country, and it's how they transfer wealth. It's stealing the accumulated wealth from the fruits of labor, in other words, us, the middle class, the lower class, who do work, physical work, and produce goods that are the only real currency because they have value. And this is also how the International Monetary Fund and the World Bankers will target a country like they will stage a nuclear accident like they did in the Ukraine. And they will completely pollute Greece. And this is at the time the IMF was making the loan to Greece. And then over the next 10 or 20 years, the population goes down, the workers get sick, the productivity declines, and the interest can't be paid because the country doesn't have a completely healthy labor pool. And so the debt, the IMF increases, the interest compounds, and finally the country will never be able to pay that back. So they're locked into permanent debt that slowly drains the country, causes a decline in physical health, in reproduction, and really, really impacts and impoverishes a city, a country, and even a continent. And that's exactly what's happened to Europe. And that's why all these countries in Europe that didn't even borrow money from the IMF have a severe austerity program. It's because of the radiation from Chernobyl, from the nuclear wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And now they're using the Ukraine, Fukushima, like Chernobyl, to further cause Europe to go into decline.
Well, let's get the overview here.
Yeah, let's see what cities are being targeted here in the U.S.
Well,
and why.
This is just a list of, say, the top 20 or so, and with Colorado Springs, Colorado, in the first place, and he says Colorado Springs, Colorado joins Miami, Florida, Los Angeles, California, St. Louis, Missouri, and Billings, Montana as the recent victims of truly spectacular radiation counts per minute, CPM, on EPA Geiger counters and radiation measurement systems. No action has been taken by the U.S. government, however. The nation destroying strength of big-time rent cannot be denied, but the raw reds can be ignored till it's too late. So here are the, say, this week's top. It seems like this is kind of a moving plume. You know,
yeah.
This is this week's high at the time that they took the plume. Okay?
Yes.
And we can go through these cities. What I could do is just...
Okay, guys, so what the reason I share is not to scare anyone, but just for you to really start, you know, taking control of what's going on, and you help, you know, if you want to learn more about all this going on, you can go to Loren Moret, that info is Loren Moret, Moret, that info. She's the radiation scientist. And also in newsinsideout.com, that's Alfred Lambert Weber. He's a great journalist and another truther that is, you know, been working to help humanity for a very, very long time. So it's a time for us to all work together and to really, you know, help awaken each other. I have a wonderful message from my higher self, okay, my beloved Ashtar, you know, the galactic commander Ashtar, his Ashtar indeed, says to feel our heart with yours. Okay? So feel our embrace. Feel our kiss up in your forehead. To all of you who are hearing our voice. And now this connection is for you and it lifts you higher than you have been. We are so excited about what is happening upon this planet. And when we first started speaking through many channelers, okay, for this group we talk about lights going on, pop up around the world, and now the world is lit up. You may think, oh no, this is one, it's not awake. You have heard that we have said it is the heart light shining that counts. Not where someone's mind is tied up with at this moment, okay? But the heart light of each being upon the planet has been awakened. The light of the planet is shining on because you guys, even subconsciously, it's awakening. You're awakening even if you don't even know it, you know, in your third dimensional, you know, perception. Next is the pillar of light that is coming in that will awaken all the conscious levels. We know that around the world there are groups such as that are meeting every day of the week. And I invite you all to meet me at 11:11 a.m. and at 11:11 p.m. daily, your local time, you are the temple. Just for 5 minutes, guys, just meet me and visualize a tsunami of love coming from your heart, a tsunami of divine light in purple, violet color that is like clearing, and it's like this completely dissolves the dark into the light, okay? Because embracing, you know, the consciousness and converse on things you converse about too. However, you have missed the point that you don't need to be doing this any longer because the change has already begun, okay? We see the changes on this planet. In this planet, around the planet, and through the system, and through the universe, and the galaxy, etc., we are all changed. We are all new beings, new creations. We're transforming from caterpillars to galactic butterflies. Beautiful, amazing, divine butterflies with multiple colors and multiple powers. Each of you is a new being every single day. Okay? You're transformed. You're not the same being when you were born. You were born, you know, in carbon 12 composition chemically, now you're crystal 7. That's your chemical composition. Your DNA, RNA has transformed, and 90% of your DNA is quantum multidimensional. It's not even human, okay? Someone mentioned that in your conversation earlier. Every day, they are a new being. That's true. We don't think about these things. We simply are. You simply are, beloved. We know that humans like to chastise themselves for areas that they don't feel up to par. That is something you don't have to do. The fear is gone. Self-recrimination is gone. Every day, wake up and see the beautiful sunshine coming into your world, into your room, into your heart. Be grateful. Count your blessings with you. Please count your blessings. You have so much to be grateful for. If you're breathing, count your blessings, dude. Be happy, will you? Don't worry, be happy, okay? Please, don't worry, be happy. Everything is okay. I am here. I'm your brother, Ashtar. I serve it. And I'm going to make sure for my brothers and sisters, we have millions and millions and millions of brothers and sisters around the earth ready to help, ready to bring, you know, humanitarian help. And the money is rolling, and that's coming from us and from our brother, Saint Germain, that worked on this for many, 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 many eons, many thousands of years. Okay? So there are many of you who are part of the Ashtar Galactic Command, which is my family, okay? There are many who are working beside me. But you go to sleep, we meet, and we have coffee, we talk, and we make things happen. We work together. We roll out slaves every single day, and we work together, hand by hand. Do what we got to do with me and our mind. Every day you see more and more what are called UFOs coming into this world's vision, right? Every day, in other places, just Google UFOs and the sun. Google is not very reliable. You know, you can Google, you know, things, and they don't tell you the truth. There's other search engines that are more, you know, truthful, let's say. So everything, other parts of the world, as well as here, you can see as they are shown on your internet, all over the skies, all over you. We told you a year ago that this would be happening, and it is happening right now. And many whistleblowers are coming out in various places talking about what has not been working in this world and how things can get better. All of these are things we could not have told you a year ago because you would not have heard us or believed us. You are in a totally different place today. Your consciousness is higher. Your octaves are higher. We are so pleased with where you have come from and where you have come to, okay? And you are but a tiny part of where the whole world has come. We know that there are more things coming from the future world. We speak of the now, and right now, the things are getting better by the second. Believe it to leave it. I love it. No more flukes, no more war, no more terror war. I promise you guys, there will be no world war, okay? No more terror war, I assure you. An Archangel Putin, okay, which is an archangel, he's a being from the light, just like I am, just like many of you are, and just like all of you listening to this, we are all here to help humanity. We are all putting our 2 cents, okay? We are putting our 2 cents to make this happen, okay? So we are so pleased with where you have come from and where you have come to. And you are but a tiny part of where the whole world has come. We know that there are more things coming. We don't speak of the future world. We speak of the now moment. So once again, let me embrace you in my arms and feel my heart as it is next to yours and know that you are cared for perfectly, beloved. And know that each day, those things that you are to handle is part of the orchestration for you in particular. And for what is yet to happen on the planet. So I give you my love in a great big heart, and thank you. Thank you, thank you. Please contact me, send me messages at astarradio.com, astartv.com. We thank the channel AsianAwakenings.org. There's so much to be thankful for, guys. Check out BernieSanders.com on August 24th. There's an event going on. Bernie is destined to be potent, that he will be. I agree and declare, so be it. I am master at your service. Coloris, coloris, Adonai, Sebayar, everything is okay. Ashtar, Sheran, Sheran, Sheran. Ashtar, Ashtar, Sheran, Ashtar, Sheran, Sheran, Sheran. Ashtar, 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 Sheran, Ashtar, Sheran, Sheran. I call it my divine highest